From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was fired November 5th from his position as Zimbabwe's vice president, was sworn in today as that nation's president, ending 37 years of rule by Robert Mugabe, who resigned this week. VOA's Mariama Diallo has more.
With newspaper headlines marking the end of the Mugabe era, Zimbabweans are already moving on.
What happened before is past. What we need is forgive each other and build this country again and bring sanity and unity.
The new leadership should create jobs and employment. We do not expect the new leadership to be corrupt. That would disappoint people.
Former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa told supporters that he needs help not just from the Zimbabweans, but from everyone after he's sworn in as president. The international community is pledging support for a new course after Mugabe's divisive and controversial rule.
Mariama Diallo reporting. Egyptian security officials say suspected militants attacked a packed mosque on Friday in the volatile northern Sinai Peninsula, killing at least 184 people. Authorities say the extremists targeted supporters of the security forces at the Al-Rawada Mosque in the town of Bir al-Abd. They said four men in four off-road vehicles opened fire on worshippers during Friday prayers. And Myanmar and Bangladesh have signed an agreement for the return home of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who fled to Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State. Much more on these stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA. The search ended today for three U.S. sailors missing in the Philippine Sea since an American Navy aircraft crashed this week. The transport aircraft was traveling to the USS Ronald Reagan. When it crashed, eight people were rescued quickly, and they are in good condition. But Japanese and U.S. ships and aircraft had continued searching for the three others. Turkey's Foreign Affairs Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu is warning Europe against trying to boss both his own country and Russia.
Now, Turkey's economy is growing steadily. And this year it will grow between 6 and 7%, which is a dream, not even a dream for many other countries. And they have to understand that they should treat Turkey as equal partner. And Europe should understand that they cannot get any result from the countries like Turkey or Russia or others through the boss's styles. Nobody is boss of anybody else. Dignity is there. We respect the dignity of European countries. They have to respect the dignity of our people as well.
Cavusoglu also stressed the important role that Turkey plays on the international stage and warned against using sanctions or threats against Russia. Cavusoglu is in Rome for meetings with his Italian counterpart. The fourth Thursday of every November is known as Thanksgiving Day in the United States. Families gathered together, ate hearty meals, and offered thanks for their blessings. President Trump took advantage of the holiday to reach out to U.S. troops around the world to thank them for their sacrifices.
Hello, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. You're very, very special people to me and to everybody in this country, that I can tell you. And I've got five deployed units bravely representing each branch of our armed forces.
Mr. Trump and First Lady Melania also visited a Coast Guard station in the U.S. state of Florida. They delivered a Thanksgiving Day meal and then celebrated the holiday at their private resort. Today is known as Black Friday in the United States. Shoppers hit stores as retailers under pressure to find ways to woo shoppers away from their rivals. As the holiday shopping season officially kicks off, retailers are counting on a lift from a better economy. But they are also looking beyond economic data and mapping out ways to pick up sales from other retailers. And a suicide blast in eastern Afghanistan has killed at least eight people and wounded 16 others. The Islamic State, through its propaganda media wing Amaq, took credit for the bombing, saying that it killed and wounded more than 50 people. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.